Today is Palm or Passion Sunday. These are two events that we celebrate in one Sunday. But I will focus more on Palm Sunday and or the triumphal entry of Jesus. We will just reserve the Passion Sunday, Passion account this coming Friday and the Easter Sunday. So we celebrate Palm Sunday to commemorate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It was called Palm Sunday, Palm Sunday because of the palm branches that the people used to wave and laid on the ground to greet and honor Jesus as he entered the city. Why would Jesus do it this time of the year, and why are all the people there in Jerusalem? If we can also recall the original purpose of the Passover feast, because this time they were celebrating Passover, is to protect their firstborn children. The Israelites marked their doorpost with lamb's blood so that the angel of death would pass over them. Thus, the name Passover, which is Pesach in Hebrew. Here they were saved. In my research, even in Bible commentary, it says that it was the start of the Passover feast that the Jews celebrate to commemorate Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt. They were liberated, and as we can see, they were saved again. As to why people were there in Jerusalem, commentary says that Jews from all over Roman rule came over to celebrate the week-long celebration. And as we can see in John chapter 11, verse 55 to 57, it says that when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, many went up from the country to Jerusalem for their ceremonial cleansing before the Passover. They kept looking for Jesus, and as they stood in the temple courts, they asked one another, "What do you think? Isn't he coming to the festival at all?" But the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that anyone who found out where Jesus was should report it so that they might arrest him. So this text says that people from all over came to one location, or to Jerusalem, for the Passover feast. Also, people probably heard of Jesus during his ministry, or have attended, or have heard but was not able to. We're hoping and expecting to see Jesus in the festival. So that explains why there were so many people during Jesus' triumphal entry. Although some scholars, as I read some articles, thought of otherwise, they would say that it was just an isolated case, because as I have mentioned in verse 57, the chief priest was thinking of arresting Jesus as soon as he sees him. But as many people were there, probably that would also be the reason that he will not be able to arrest him, in fear of making too much trouble. So, what is my take on this? Number one, declaration of a new saving work. So why did Jesus choose this time? So this is the one. So with the benefit of knowing what happened before and after Palm Sunday, we could say that it was a declaration of a new saving work of God through Christ. As we have mentioned earlier, God has saved the Israelites multiple times throughout the Egyptian captivity, including the journey towards the Promised Land. And we can categorize all this as physical liberation. God began a saving work through these events and plans to strengthen it or make it holistic with a spiritual saving work through His Son, Jesus Christ. The limitation of the physical saving work was that it was only limited to the Israelites, the chosen people. Now, I believe we have mentioned this in our discussion in our small group, our Friday small group. And in our question is that how about our ancestors? Like my ancestors were native from the Philippines, and they are called Negritos. 25,000 years ago, they did not believe in God, the God of Israel. And I don't know if you can reflect that also with your own ancestors, like the Native American Indians. For sure, they would be practicing the same with mine, like the spirits and the, you know, ghosts and something similar. So how sad that they will not be saved, or they lived on earth with no hope. It is kind of unfair to think, right? But of course, it is God in Jesus who could be best judge to whom to declare who is righteous. And we can discuss that more in our or your respective small groups, if you have not yet done so. So it makes sense to me to strengthen God's physical saving work with a spiritual one, so that it will not be limited only to the chosen few, to the chosen people, but open to all who will believe and will receive Jesus as the Lamb of God. Open to all peoples, races, and you know, traditions and cultures. And that is where our hope is, us Gentiles. Because for sure, we are not Israelites. By definition, who is not a Jew is a Gentile. So we fall on that category. Number two, king like no other. The Israelites, especially the Zealots, expect a powerful king, right? They expect a powerful king. A mighty warrior is coming to lead them to battle against foreign forces and restore the kingdom of God to the few chosen people. In my reflection, or in summary, more bloodshed, more suffering, more hate, there will be no end to oppression and abuse, whether believers or non-believers. That is why the king who came is like no other, but who can for sure accomplish what is prophesied, that is peace. For he is the Prince of Peace. He came not on a war chariot, but on a donkey. Mark 11:7. He came not as a mighty king, but a lowly servant. He came not as a warrior, but a peacemaker. Matthew 5:44. when he said, love your enemies. Right? He is not surrounded by walls. Walls. It sounds like wolf. Walls and soldiers. No, he is not surrounded by walls and soldiers to protect him, but he is surrounded by people who loved him and believed in him. People expected he would rule and reign in a mighty kingdom here on earth. But his kingdom is God's kingdom in the heavenlies. Is there a king like that? It's only Jesus. Number three, victory in Jesus. Okay, this is a part where our practical part of our message. I had the opportunity to go bowling with friends last Sunday, and it was nice. I will not mention their names for privacy reason. And I happen to have the highest score. That's why I brought myself a trophy. I'm just joking. I will be using this for props later. Yep. Actually, Pastor John was there, and he is very good. Yep. And he was too humble to make me win. As an athlete, I know how to look at people who are very good, and I copy from the best, and he's the best that night. Like when I play with Bob, I try to copy him because he also plays very good. Anyway, probably one of these days our church will have a church fellowship in the bowling lanes. That would be fun. Yep. Okay. Now what I'm driving at. First of all, sports is not evil. It is just how we prioritize our time and our efforts. If you have noticed, every weekend or most weekends, there is always sporting events, right? In the Philippines, it's not too much. We are only expecting basketball or something. But here in the U.S., if you have noticed it, from kids' sports, high school, college-level sports, professional-level sports, they are always held on weekends. Like last month, is it last month? It was Super Bowl? True? Okay. Last weekend was Indian Wells tennis tournament. Who knows about it? It's LA. It's very close. It's doable. This week, it's a Miami Open tennis tournament. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, it's the start of the Final Four for NCAA basketball tournament. Who knows about it? Especially if you graduated from, for sure you graduate from here. I'm not. Any college or university from here, you will be rooting for your home or for your alma mater. And I know that because I heard about Caitlin Clark, and that's my contribution to women's sports. Okay. Support women's sports. Okay. So, in summary, it's like if not football, there is basketball. If not, there's tennis. There's hockey. There's baseball, and fishing. Okay, there's so many. I don't know. So, whether we are an athlete or a spectator, there is always that reason to draw us to be involved in that event. As an athlete, we are drawn towards the prize of being a champion. The fame, the praises. As a spectator, we can be drawn through our dreams to be like our idols. Actually, I dreamt of becoming a professional tennis player. And that's what I can say that I'm very good at. I cannot deny that I'm very good at that. But bowling, just trying hard, copycat. I also dreamt of my kids to become professional tennis players and or probably try to become one. The lure of becoming one is so great that we can see it through this symbol of victory. This is the props. This is not the props. You know, it's gold. Ooh. You know? Symbolize money. What else? Prestige. Popularity. Luxury. All the things the world can offer. How powerful is that? Compare that to a palm branch, which symbolizes Christ's triumphal entry. Compare it. Which one is more attractive? Which one can pull your attention more? I can remember, though, said like a joke, "Pastor, can you shorten your sermon next Sunday? It's Super Bowl Sunday." Or it's like, it's Manny Pacquiao's fight. And it's usually on 12 noon. Although there's an advertisement, but it starts on noon. Shorten your sermon. How about you'll just read my sermon. What I see is temporal victories. We are flooded with temporal victories. It seems like the world is distracting us with all these temporal victories to pull us away from what really matters, the victory in Jesus. It is good if we already know what is important. It is good if we were nurtured in the faith and we know that the victory of Jesus is very important. For sure, we can pick the right choice. Amen? Imagine, my friends and brothers and sisters, imagine growing up. Imagine a person growing up, not nurtured in the faith, and only sees and experiences all these events somewhat like very important. Oh, it's Sunday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's already finals. That's what he is accustomed to. This becomes his or her only important victory. And it is not just in sports. I just used sports because for sure there is one who will triumph. And that's what we are talking about. But it could mean anything that we consider our treasure. It says in Matthew 6:21, our treasure is where our heart is, or our hearts will be also. That is where we put our time, our effort, our attention to accomplish it. Now the question is, has the world succeeded in luring us away from the real victory, the victory that matters, the victory in Jesus. To end, let me lift up this palm branch, and I will invite you to do the same. As a symbol of my declaration of joining in the band of believers to welcome and honor Christ in His victory. Christ's victory as the most important victory and the only one that matters. Having Him as my Lord and Savior is my personal victory. This is the most important that I would say. Without Him, I am nothing. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Lord God, as we celebrate Your triumphal victory, O God, let us put it in our hearts, O Lord, that You are the most important person in our lives, and things in the world is but an instrument for we to live and serve You and serve others. May You continue to bless us, Lord, as we live the rest of our days. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.